and welcome to the Future in Focus radio show starring Michael Vidakin, founder of the forward-thinking research firm, futureinfocus.com. He gives us access to one of the largest bodies of foresight research in the world. I'm Hope Katz-Gibbs, your co-host, proud to be helping companies understand the future so they can make better decisions today. So sit back and get ready to glimpse tomorrow. Men's attitudes toward everything from work and education to marriage and raising children have been changing over time. What's driving these changes in attitude? Are men approaching fatherhood differently than previous generations? And what type of business opportunities are there to market to these dads? I'm Hope Katz-Gibbs with the Incandescent Radio Network. You are listening to the Future in Focus radio show, Michael Vidakin's future-focused topic show that will be so fascinating. You guys are going to love this. On today's show, we discuss the future of fatherhood with futurist Kevin Osborne. He is the author of The Complete Idiot's Guide to Fatherhood. He also wrote The Complete Idiot's Guide to Bringing Up Baby and The Complete Idiot's Guide to Parenting a Preschooler and Toddler, which is a mouthful, Kevin, but it's fascinating. And Kevin is the father of four and has been a stay-at-home dad for decades. So we have a lot to hear from this man who truly knows this topic very well. So welcome to the show, Kevin, and I'm going to throw it over to Mike so he can say hi. This is Michael Vidakin, the founder of futureinfocus.com.
Thanks, Hope, and welcome to the show today. Kevin, I'm really excited that we can share our insights with the audience today. And in fact, we have the research available on our website, futureinfocus.com. So let's get into some background about the future of fatherhood. You know, men's attitudes and behaviors have been changing over time. What are some of the factors behind this?
Well, first of all, I want to thank both you, Mike, and Hope for having me on, and to wish a happy Father's Day to all the dads out there. Fatherhood is something that I've loved writing about, both as a futurist and before as a freelance writer. That's part of the reason I think that I wrote three books on parenting was my own experience coming to bear and saying, hey, this is something you're going through. Why don't you write about it? So there are changes in the works for the way men are approaching fatherhood these days, and there are a number of factors behind it. One of the strongest, I think, is economic factors. The Great Recession, which has been called the man session because so many male jobs were lost during it, and the lingering after effects, the failure of the employment rate to bounce back as quickly as it had been hoped, have really dramatically transformed men's attitudes toward both work and family. As a group, men, as I said, experienced devastating effects from the recession, more so than women. And partly as a result, men are no longer embracing and still in many cases are unable to achieve that traditional role, which is now passé, of being the family breadwinner. And in addition, the recession has prompted many mothers to work more than they had and likely more than they wanted. Today, more than half of all moms in the United States work full-time. Nearly 40% of them are the primary breadwinner in their households, and an all-time high of 7% are the family's sole breadwinner. So the jump in working moms has dramatically transformed the responsibilities of fathers. Whether they're working or not, they have to carry a lot of the weight of parenting.
It's a pretty big reversal, and certainly the economic factors are a really big part of it. What are some of the social factors that you've been seeing that have also been changing men's attitudes?
The social factors are big, too. Some of them actually overlap with the economic changes. But the biggest factor, I think, is the changing roles of the genders. part of this is that women are going to work now and wanting to go to work. In 60% now of two-parent households who have kids under age 18, both parents are now working. Moms, including moms of very young children, are working and returning to work much more often than their older generations of mothers. Today's mom, for instance, spent 2.5 times as many hours doing paid work than moms did just 50 years ago. Now, partly as a result of this, and even more so as a result of changing attitudes regarding gender responsibilities, men are doing an increasingly larger share of household duties.
Basically, as women begin earning as much or more than men, men have to start increasing their share of household work. Is that true of parenting as well?
Absolutely. Actually, it's even more true than that of housework, as my wife and many other mothers would tell you. From a cultural standpoint, attitudes about parenting are changing. Today's parents, and especially today's fathers, place a really high priority on being actively involved in their children's lives. And I think society has changed, too. It's much more accepting of fathers who are involved in their parenting roles. When I took my own kids to the park 20 years ago, a lot of the moms would almost gather up their children and pull them away because they thought it was strange to see a man, even one who had his own children, hanging out in the park. I don't see that so much today. Most dads are taking a bigger role in child rearing and wanting to do so. A study by Pew Research Center recently found that U.S. dads were twice as likely as moms, I think by 46% to 23%, to say they don't spend enough time with their kids. They want to spend more. Parental roles are converging more today than they have for previous generations of parents. On the part of dads, this means that today's fathers are spending more time on both childcare and housework than yesterday's fathers did. In fact, Pew found that today's dads spend fewer hours on paid work than their fathers and grandfathers did, but they spend about 2.5 times more hours on childcare and housework than fathers did 50 years ago. Now, I don't want to paint too rosy a picture here. This doesn't mean that dads are completely taking over for moms, as moms would tell you. In fact, despite their dramatic changes, mothers today still devote more hours to home and children than fathers. But that gap is narrowing, and it's narrowing considerably.
It's really interesting, especially hearing about the amount of time that moms are putting into the workplace. Dads are spending a little bit less time in the workplace and spending much more time with their children. And it sounds like each progressive generation of men is changing in that respect. You've written about millennials as parents and a lot of other reports about grandparents new American grandparents and changing attitudes of parents for future and focus. And those are on the website. There are theories that each generation has its own unique set of values and attitudes. Is that what you're seeing with the millennial generation?
Oh, absolutely. I think each generation brings their own perspective into it. The silent generation that raised me was very different from the way I raised my kids. I'm a baby boomer. And the kids that I raised, who are largely millennials, are bringing their own attitudes toward it as well. Every new generation of fathers has to bring their own attitudes and approaches to it. And they do it based on the circumstances in which they find themselves. Chief among them is the way they themselves were raised, the parenting style of the previous generations. But also involved are the state of the national and global economy at the time when they became adults and when they became parents. And another factor is the evolution of the mothers in their generation. The changes in attitudes and behavior of fathers go hand in hand with the behavior changes of their partners. I think many millennials have waited a long time to be parents. Most of them actually delayed parenthood until later in their lives. The age of first child is getting much older, and that's a really important factor in shaping their attitudes, because delayed gratification makes people value an experience even more when it finally arrives. That's exactly the case of what's happening with millennial dads. They've put it off for so many years that when they finally get to it, they're treasuring and savoring the experience of fatherhood. Recent Pew survey found that 52% of millennials, that's a majority, regard being a good parent as one of the most important things in their lives. Nearly twice the 30% who said the exact same thing about marriage. I'd say about a quarter of the millennials, who soon could become the largest parenting generation in history, are already parents. That's about 10 million dads who are millennials, and another 30 million who are going to soon join them.
You know, I think that point that you make about delayed gratification is really important and really interesting for businesses to think about, that when these millennial dads have waited a long time to become dads, and when they finally do, they're in love with their children, and they want to spend more time with their children than, you know, previous generations of dads did. Businesses should really hone in on that and think about that.
It's a generation that puts a premium on experience. And for fathers, what could be a greater experience than spending time with their kids?
Absolutely. And I assume that that means much more hands-on fathers.
It does. It also indicates that if they have the money, they're going to spend it on their kids. They would rather spend it on their kids than anything else, really. Those living in two-parent households today have developed much more of a parenting partnership than the sort of gender-based division of responsibilities that early generations had. And that includes the Gen X parents who immediately preceded the millennials. Parenting responsibilities are divided more evenly today, although still not 50-50 for most parents, as I indicated earlier. Men spend about three times as many hours with their kids as their own fathers did today. Although they still average nearly an hour less with their kids than millennial moms do, today's young dads are very involved in childcare. They get up in the middle of the night. They change diapers regularly. In fact, a Pew survey found that 80% of millennial men say they do more diaper changing than their wives, although...
Yeah, I bet their wives would disagree.
Yeah. But today's millennial dads feed babies bottles. They go to school parent meetings. They do shopping, laundry. In fact, shopping actually may be one of the most evenly shared activities among millennial couples. Vast majority, I think it's close to 95% of millennial dads, say they do at least some grocery shopping every week. And they think that this, they feel that this is the right thing that they're doing. Only 42% of men today believe that men and women should subscribe to the traditional parenting roles that earlier generations observed. And that's down quickly. The 42% today is down from 74% of men who believed this in 1977. Millennial men really enjoy being dads. 82% say that raising their children brings them a lot of happiness. Now, at the same time, it's not all roses. 36% said they would go nuts if they had to stay home with their kids every day. But at the same time, they're enjoying the experience.
That makes sense. And, as a guy who loves technology, I'd imagine that a lot of, especially the younger millennial parents, those dads probably love infusing technology into their parenting. Is that also something that you're seeing? Can you talk more about that, maybe even from a personal perspective?
Digital influences play a huge role in the way millennials are parenting, even the way they see parenting, really. The millennial dads, they grew up and they came of age with the digital technologies. And as parents, they're maintaining that same connectivity through digital technologies, social networking, that sort of thing, that they've always had.
That's right. I mean, that's a lot of dads out there.
Well, if there's something digital, millennial parents are going to use it. And that applies to parenting as much as it does in any other area of their lives. One thing that digital tech has done, I think, is to make parenting more of a shared activity. Dads are using digital tech to share photographs and videos and stories about their kids with friends, family, and even strangers. They're using social networks to create communities of dads. And they're checking on and contributing to the countless daddy blogs out there. I think more and more dads are doing it, yes, but it's second nature to the millennials, whereas even the Gen X dads who preceded them may occasionally dabble in that sort of thing, but they're not. It's not instinctive for them.
Gentlemen, that is just fantastic. Just fantastic information. So this is actually going to be part one of two parts in the series. So we're going to say goodbye for now and give our listeners just a little bit of a break so that they can go on to their days, because this information is just too good to stop. And we will be back with Kevin Osborne and Michael Vidkin from Future and Focus. So thank you so much for your time, gentlemen. Stay tuned for the second part of this wonderful series.